It's the Burt Show.
All right, so let's talk about Wendy's weekend here,
yes,
man. This was a big weekend right here. She's been planning this thing for weeks now.
Yeah, last night was the big charity event. It was Dancing Stars of Atlanta, which is the whole Dancing with the Stars benefit, but it all went to Alzheimer's last night, and the event was spectacular. It was like Dancing with the Stars, except they had all these tables set up around the dance floor, so people were eating before the show, and it was just
cool.
A good nice. Time. There's lights. The stage was set. They had the panel of judges like in the front, so they were seated like normally on Dancing with the Stars. So it was to the T exactly like the show, which made me a little bit nervous.
Sure it is. I mean, now it's a reality here. Yeah. I mean, this is really going to happen.
And remember when I did the challenge earlier doing the Kate Gosselin jive earlier, like maybe like a month and a half ago,
mm-hmm.
This was above and beyond that. Like this was probably more to the real deal. And I finally got to experience the pressure that all the contestants go through on a daily basis.
You were wearing that gorgeous, like tailor-made outfit for you, right?
The dress was awesome. I'll have to post pictures on the website. Mm-hmm. But the dress was just phenomenal. It's a $3,000 dress, I found out. Those dresses are expensive.
Unbelievable. See,
this is the kind of thing that...
I was so stressed out. Everything I drank, everything I ate, I would just be like, you know, have to have a bib on at all times.
Oh, yeah.
This is the kind of thing that I think the stress of it leading up to it would have been more for me than the actual event itself.
It was.
You know, thinking about it all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't eat very much yesterday at all. Maybe like a cracker because I was too nervous to think about the event. So, I mean, it was amazing last night. But, I mean, with part of the event was the Real Housewives of Atlanta, and they were filming last night.
Wendy was part of this this event for Alzheimer's, mm-hmm. and they took some of the celebrities here in Atlanta, and they all danced against each other,
mm-hmm.
And it all went down last night.
It did.
And she has been thinking about this now for days and weeks.
And first, congratulations to the money you raised.
Oh, thank you.
Because I saw over the weekend that little thermometer thing.
It finally go up.
It kept
finally
increasing. Went up. So I think I got to about $4,000 after
Incredible,
yes.
Wendy.
Yeah. So it was
awesome.
The goal going into the weekend was to not come in last place.
Was not to come in last place. I did not come in last
place.
Get
a girl!
Yay! fundraising, I did not come in last. So that
she's number
it.
8! Yes!
How many celebrities did participate?
There were 10 of us.
10? So, yeah, okay.
So 10
That's a big group.
Yeah, so there was a whole intermission, but the real highlight was that the Housewives were filming. The Real Housewives of Atlanta were filming last night, and this is their third season, so they're in the midst of it. But this thing is ridiculously scripted. I was just in awe of the production and how many people were around all these women just to make sure everything was going correctly. Like, I'm talking like it was like a triage. Like, there was another room where they're watching 5 different cameras and all of them are on the different women of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So now I think there's going to be 7 of them.
Oh, really?
So I think there's 2 new cast members because I didn't recognize 2 of the girls, but they were obviously part of the thing. But because Sheree was in the show last night, she was one of the local celebrities. So when she would go around, the cameras following her. So she ended up in the bathroom. So they were having this big conversation with all her girlfriends in the bathroom as she's getting ready to go on and perform. And this was an hour before it even started. So they were filming scenes like she was going on like next, like talking to her friends and had...
Even though it was hours before she was going to go on. That's interesting.
And they were having one of the judges come get her from the bathroom. So they're like, go, go, go. You got to go into the bathroom now. And he's like, cueing him to go into the bathroom to get Sheree.
Oh, really?
To come out and do her performance.
So the producers are setting this every step.
Every scene is set up. Like every single scene. Like when Sheree comes out from dancing, when she gets done performing, she's going to be greeted with all her friends. So they're like, we need to have all her friends backstage ready to go so they can greet her and tell her what a great job she did. And
to make sure they capture the spontaneity of it all.
Right. It's a lot of planning that goes into a spontaneous reality TV show.
Yeah. Real reactions, the real genuine hugs and conversations. Like even like hugging like a friend seemed like over the top. Like, oh, you did so great. It was just, I mean, it was like slow motion.
Because regular people aren't actors.
No.
And when you ask them to act, it is apparent that they're acting, to me anyway.
Well, that's the irony of the whole thing. The contradiction really of the whole thing is that you're not supposed to be an actor, so you're supposed to be acting like yourself.
Right. But you don't.
Right.
Yeah, you don't. But it's just how it's all planned and how many people are really behind it is insane. Where they tell you to stand and where they tell you to sit and who to sit next to and who to talk to and when you're going to talk to this person next or what are you going to be doing over in this corner. So it is really all set up.
And didn't you say you had like you saw people like recutting lines and stuff last week?
They had to recut. Well, then they would sit down. Different people who are around like Sheree during rehearsal mm-hmm. over the weekend had to re-sit down and reshoot like just a conversation that they were having. So they had to do it twice instead of using the initial conversation. Does that make any sense? So a conversation that they had about Sheree before mm-hmm. obviously that wasn't what they wanted. So they had to sit down and redo it.
When I was the producers of that reality TV show came in here for Boys Club ATL. Mm-hmm. They had me recut a whole bunch of things in studio also. Like they would ask me questions, and then I would give them their answers, and he would say to me, okay, if you could just stress this part of it again more than the other part. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the question I had earlier when Wendy kind of teased about this, you know, because you talk about how Bert is, you know, in the running for Boys Club ATL, does it make you feel better or less comfortable with it, knowing that they kind of script it and kind of set these scenes up instead of it being spontaneous? You know, like that they're following the cameras or the cameras are following you all the time, and you're not sure what they're going to use mm-hmm. as opposed to kind of knowing what they're going to use because they mm-hmm. set all this up.
Right. I think I'm probably more insecure about it.
Okay.
I guess secure in one way in that. I guess the final product, they want to be right, so they'll have you recut things. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're asking you to recut things that didn't happen. They're just asking you to say things that perhaps would make better TV if you recut it a second time.
Which makes me think that I would be know what to expect when the show came on.
To me, it would stress me out on scheduling. I'd be like, God, this is going to take so long.
Yeah.
Because you're not just living your life. You're shooting. It's like an additional job, where you're having, mm-hmm. you know, oh, well, there's that scene. Okay, cut that scene again. Okay, cut that. You know, it's not like cameras are just following you living your life. You have mm-hmm. to, like, schedule out these times to shoot the show. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and that's mm-hmm. what Kim Zolciak, that was the advice mm-hmm. that she gave me, too. She's like, this literally is a second job. Not only mm-hmm. will you be on camera, but you have all sorts of scheduling problems there. But then you have to come back to a studio, and you have to do those talkovers also to where you're watching the TV show and you're commenting on it, and they put that in the show as well. So that's another part of it that you got to do.
Those mm-hmm. confessional shots too, mm-hmm. where they're just like on one person mm-hmm. and talking about what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the question that I get more than anything else is what's going on with that reality TV show.
Yeah.
And I, these guys aren't buying it, but I promise you, I still have no idea where it is in production. One day, all five or six of us dudes sat down at a restaurant here in Buckhead, and the camera shot all of us mm-hmm. and everybody seemed real happy about it. And then it just sort of went away. Mm-hmm. Now, I have heard through the grapevine that it's being pitched to Bravo and to E maybe also. Mm-hmm. But nobody has approached me. No one's officially asked me still to be in it. I have no idea where it is in production.
I mean, mm-hmm. we were at Stacey's birthday party Saturday night and there was no cameras.
Imagine
there,
that.
So.
There should have been, that we, though.
No, there shouldn't have.
That would have made for some great TV.
Yeah. Oh.
A few of those moments would have been captured for sure.
You really do have to sort of look at it like that. Okay, so let's say you were at my house on Saturday night and I've got reality TV show cameras there. Where could they have followed you? There were probably some places they weren't allowed to go also. But what would they have picked on? Interactions between two couples or two people in a couple that might have been having a connection or maybe just talking closely to each other because the band was loud?
Yeah.
You never know.
Mm-hmm. Or a couple arguing or fighting or all the people getting pushed in the pool in their white clothes.
Yes. So it could have gone a lot of ways. A lot of ways. All right. So Wendy's video of her dancing, hopefully later on today.
Hopefully.
Is that what we're looking at?
Yeah, we'll see if that I can get my hands on the one from last night. If not, I'll definitely have the one from rehearsal practice on Friday night.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Good for you.
That's a really big feat for you right there.
It was very fun.
Awesome.
Here, Bird Show.